people often think of the spiritual practice, particular disciplines, meditation, yogas, as doing something, action. And so it is, but the real meaning of spiritual work is in letting go. Letting go. Not building something for the future, not striving for some goal or to become more perfect in some way. It's simply letting go into how it is. Letting go into now. A couple of days ago, after a deep meditation, I said to Alvaro, Alvaro, I don't want to die in fear. And he said, then you have to let go. Simple as that. Fear arises very often in this work of meditation and expanding awareness, becoming awake, because in all of the letting go, there is a sense of losing something, maybe. Or what happens if I let go, and what then? Who will I be? What will I be? How will I ever do anything and take care of myself? Letting go is a huge issue. It's not just letting go of your addiction to chocolate, or it isn't just letting go of your negative feelings. Letting go is vast concept of not doing something, but the opposite of doing nothing, letting go. Letting go of course, our favorite things, our opinions. The opinionator who keeps talking all the time. You know that one. You listen to him or her. Letting go of judgments about life, about others, about oneself, primarily about oneself. Letting go. Let it be. Not so easy. And then when the letting go becomes letting go of all that you think you know about yourself, the practice gets very serious then, or hilarious. Because really, what do you know about yourself? You don't know where you came from, actually. You don't know where you're going. You don't know really what you're doing here, do you? No? Not really. Letting go of all the ways that we tell stories to ourselves about who we are. We walk around with our masks and our billboards that are really the stories of our lives, what has happened to you then and then and then and then. Some stories are very life-altering and major. Those stories are now part and parcel of who you think you are. we think we are our stories, actually. It's very often we think we are our thoughts and opinions, judgments, thinking. Letting go is such a huge challenge. At the level of which I'm speaking, it means letting go of the story that you carry about who you are. Imagine if you release all of the stories that compose your identity that we tell each other, you tell yourself. We're all like this. We live in the past, dragging our stories around after us all the time into the moment, hopefully. I am Robert. I come from Lyons. I'm a psychiatrist. Such and such. The story of who you are, letting go of that. Imagine that goes too. When you leave this life, you don't take all of that stuff with you. Heaven forbid, you never fit through the tiny keyhole. You know, it's all got to go overboard. The ship is sinking. Letting go. Attention to the notion of letting go can start long before you think you're dying. But believe me, when the time comes and death is very close and palpable, letting go gets very important. I want to finish this journey with an open heart. I want to finish this journey in love. For everyone that I've ever had difficulty with, I want to be able to say, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be free from suffering. Please, all of us. It's the only thing that makes sense. Letting go. The words are so glib, but the actual allowing is huge. Letting go of who you think you are. All your past. All of the conversations that go on continually in your mind. Blah, 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 blah. We're all like that. It's all the same. Over time, we begin to think we are those conversations. We are those thoughts. Not so. Not so at all. You're not your thoughts. You're not this body either. Letting go, speaking of letting go of the body. Death, it comes to each of us. We share that in common. No one escapes. Letting go. It's an important part of our spiritual work is looking at what do you cling to? All of the suffering we have here comes from our clinging. We cling to ideas. We cling to opinions. We cling to the past, and notions of the future, and ideas of what we think the world is, or how we think it should be. Don't you have many ideas of how you think it should be? Yes, we do. And it isn't how we think it should be. It's how it is, isn't it? And then opening to how it is not such a simple thing. It means letting go of expectations, letting go of opinions and judgments, and letting go of hopes and fears and memory. Letting go is so big and so true. And meditation is very helpful in that regard, because when you're in meditation, you're sitting with everything that you hang on to. It comes in your mind constantly in the form of memory, the past, in the form of fantasies of the future, how you would like it to be. We're all like that. That's what the mind does. Letting go of the mind. Those times when you begin to suspect that maybe you're losing a little bit of your mind, your memory is slipping away. That's inevitable for most of us also. Letting go of holding on to any notion of who you are. Wow. So with all of that clinging, when it starts to loosen up a little bit in the meditation practice, in really learning to love, and learning kindness, what comes is fear. Fear arises. It's inevitable. Anyone who's growing into awakened self, into relationship, letting go of relationship, fear comes, a deep fear of, in the bones of, I don't know what's coming. I don't know who I will be. Will I be anything? I don't know. Who's going to take care of things if I'm not doing it? Someone said a couple of weeks ago, I don't trust that everything will be okay if I let go. I don't trust that it'll all be the way it always is. If I let go, we each think we are holding the whole thing together, you know. Don't you? You're in control of nothing. You're in control of nothing. Nada. Letting go of what you think you know. When you say to yourself in your thinking mind, who am I? There's always like a, who am I? There's a blank, empty space before words come. Who am I? That's where we work in spiritual practice, in that emptiness, looking for that space in between fixed ideas, in between all kinds of thoughts, where there's rest. May I be peaceful. May I be free. Free from suffering. Suffering being the clinging, the holding on to how I think, or I've been taught. You know, from the very first breath, we've all been taught about how to think about it. by someone. Schools, parents. What just came to my mind was the English British poet laureate, Philip Larkin, wrote a poem. The first line is, "They fuck you up, your mom and dad." They don't mean to, but they do. They fuck you up, your mom and dad. It's all of us. It's how it's happened. We bought the picture at some point or another of how it is, and that has to go. Everything you believe has to go. What you believe about God, what you believe about being alive, that all has to go. Nothing is left. It comes to nothing. Nada, nothing. No thing. No thing. Nothing. Thankfully, in that process, there are times of bliss in the letting go, and even ecstasy comes with the letting go. But you can't count on that, and you can't aim for that, and you can't cling to that idea, because that'll get in the way of, you know what, letting go. That's the job. That's the work we're all involved in, whether we know it or not. And, you know, you walk around this world and you realize hardly anyone knows it. There are not very many people who are awake to the fact of death, to the fact of impermanence being the major characteristic of this world is impermanence. We have to let go. We have to let go. Yes. It's either that or clinging, and clinging is pain. Suffering is pain. Letting go is release into we know not what. See, we don't know. Fear of the unknown. Oh my. Huge. In all of my years and years and years of being a psychiatrist and a psychotherapist, I found over and over and over again the major problem for all of us is refusal to see impermanence, refusal to let go of beliefs and opinions, refusal to let go of the past as somehow being important. Do you see what I mean? It's everywhere in the world. People holding on to religions and then getting into fights with other religions because my religion is bigger and better. The world is on flame with all that stuff of holding on to beliefs. And our institutions are built upon layers and layers of fear, the fear of the emptiness, the fear of not knowing, the fear of impermanence. We build laws and rules and regulations and acceptable ways to be. And it's all made up. It's all made up to avoid what one of my teachers called a basic layer of panic that is at the bottom of every personality. Panic. And more, you can't avoid it if you're growing, if you're awakening, if you're busy being alive. You can't avoid the fear. You can't go around it. You can't jump over it. You can't get under it. The fear of emptiness, the fear of the nothing, fear of not knowing. Part of letting go then becomes cultivating don't know mind. Cultivating don't know mind. This is as important as cultivating loving kindness. Cultivate, I don't know. That's the truth. I don't really know anything. I rely on this experience of breath and body and sound and light. But I don't know. Do I know it? Don't know mind. Don't know mind. In Zen, there's the joy of having a beginner's mind. Beginner's mind, I don't know nothing. That's the truth. Letting go. Letting go. I'm just realizing it can be humorous. There are glimmers of laughter in it. Ha, 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 the joke's on us. Who thought all this up? Yeah, someone with a really diabolical sense of humor. I spent my whole life learning about who I am, and now it's just a problem. I am a problem to myself. It's that way for you too. All of us, we share it. All the more reason to respect each other. All the more reason to have kindness toward each other. And compassion. Compassion. When you have reached a place where you realize that life is full of suffering, and you don't have to deny that anymore, when you know that life is suffering, the Buddhist first noble truth, then you start to know your own suffering. And suffering and knowing your own suffering is how we learn compassion for each other. Because when you are aware of how it feels to suffer and you are with others who are suffering, you know that they're experiencing what you're feeling. Compassion, feeling with. The Dalai Lama, the world Buddhist teacher, the Bodhisattva of compassion, who says, my religion is kindness. That's what I worship. Kindness. Isn't that God? I think so. Letting go. What a blessing to let go. But first we have to realize how we cling. You can't let go of something you don't know. So what comes first is getting really honest about how you cling to ideas and opinions, and mostly who you think you are. And then there's that voice, yeah, 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 in the back of my mind that's always telling you how you should be and what's wrong with you. Letting go of that also. Whew, what a relief. Yeah. Awakening. Awakening. awakening into how it is awakening into space and light. Don't know mind. And then the foundation of all of it, love. Love gives it all meaning. There is no meaning in life otherwise. Love for your experience. Ha ha ha. So I say, I don't want to die in fear. And Alvaro says, well, you have to let go then. And I think, well, all right. Don't tell me that. Do you know who you're talking to? Yeah, you know. It's all in here. All of it. We share it. There's nothing new under the sun. And one of the reasons I love Dharma so much is Sangha, the coming together of people who think about these things and people who are interested in these things, who don't like put it all off on some kind of God, but who are willing to deal with now how it is, emotions. Letting go. Perhaps that's what we can give each other as an expression of love, is reminders of impermanence. It's going to be over. You know, enjoy it while it's here. All of it. My voice in my mind says, stop complaining. How wonderful to be alive. What a mystery this life is. What a great mystery. And then to discover love in the midst of it. Deep love that gives it all meaning. It brings it into joy. You do know that I believe most people on earth don't ever find deep love in another. I'm afraid that may be true. Maybe not. Maybe it's just my cynicism. But in all my years of being a physician, what pained people was not having love. Acceptance began with not having self-acceptance. Not having self-acceptance. May I be happy? Self-acceptance. Love myself. That's how it begins. Love oneself. It spreads to everything else. I'm very, very aware of the kind of love that I'm speaking about because it's very huge in my life this week. My dear, dear sister is visiting and is here this morning. And We love each other and have done so down through all of a family, blah, you know, hasn't touched the love. Letting go. It's my blessing, my good fortune, to be he who reminds us. That's what I do. I remind us, myself and all of us, of what's important here. What's important here? Let us wake up. Let us wake up together. Yeah. A little early today. But I think I've said it. Only one thing missing. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. And allowing my heart to feel what it's feeling. Thank you. Bless all of us.